Welcome to the first episode of the Virginia Adult Learning Resource Center's GED podcast. You're probably listening to this podcast because you want to get your GED credential. That's great news. During this episode, we'll help you with your goal by explaining what the GED credential is. The GED is a test. When you pass it, you receive a credential that certifies that you have the same or better skills than a high school graduate. The GED is a test, and it measures your general educational development, your GED. That's what the letters stand for. The GED test is actually five separate tests. These are reading, writing, science, social studies, and math. However, it's mostly your problem-solving and critical thinking skills that are tested when you take the GED tests. Okay, now that you know a little bit more about what the test is, it's time to find out who the test is for. Anyone. Anyone who is 18 or over, not enrolled in school, and wants to take the test can do so at their local GED testing center or adult education program. Usually, it is people who do not have a high school diploma that decide that they need to earn a GED certificate. There are a lot of people in that situation. Over 39 million people in the United States do not have a GED certificate or a high school diploma, according to the most recent census. That's about 15% of the country that could benefit from taking the GED test and earning an education credential. Those who take the test usually do so to obtain a better job or to enroll in college. However, some people just want to prove to themselves that they can do it and set a good example for the young people and their families. Which one of these people are you? If you're not sure if you would pass the GED tests, that's perfectly normal. Most people don't like to take tests, especially when they've been out of school for a long time. Just because you may be rusty in math, you might still do very well on the GED math section because the questions usually focus on situations that you see every day. The best way to find out how you would do on the GED tests is to take the GED tests. If you pass some sections, you only need to retake the sections that you didn't pass. The cost of all five sections of the GED tests is usually less than $50. Your local adult education program also offers an official GED practice test that is half as long, and it should be either free or very cheap. After taking one of these tests, you can enroll in a class to improve your skills and raise your scores if you did not make a passing score. So what are you waiting for? Give us a call at 877-376-9433 in Virginia, or 800-626-9433 for all other states. We're also on the internet at gedvirginia.com. This installment of the GED podcast was produced by the Virginia Adult Learning Resource Center with funds provided by the Virginia Department of Education's Office of Adult Education and Literacy.